The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5 The Game, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and Connor Newt here with you.
Willie just gave the fist pound for the
Mets.
They're
ready to take the field. Pump. The second half is starting.
The Mets are
40-56.
Why is he even like, yes, let's go, Mets?
Because he knows.
You know what the outcome is going
to
be, Willie.
He knows that the season is getting closer to being over. He's very excited about it. That's why.
That's why
he's excited. And I realized something, and it kind of made me sad. Derek Mason, you're going on vacation tomorrow, a well-deserved week off. Willie Donick will also be off next week. I will be off the following week. So this is our last show as a threesome until August 3rd. 2.5 full weeks. We won't all be in the same place.
Yeah, we will not.
I mean, it's that time of the year. You know, you got to get your vacations in.
Got to get it in.
Before the Titans open training camp.
Some of us get those.
You don't get a vacation?
No.
Okay, well, you know what? By the way, somebody earlier, I neglected to say this, has corrected the record on the Publix that Freddie, quote unquote, visited. One texter says, it wasn't the Bellevue Publix. It was the one in Franklin off of Murfreesboro Road.
See, I was wondering, like, there's no hotel over there, so what did he mean?
It's been a bad day for me. I don't know if you heard my Game Center update in the first hour. I got the whole soccer score thing wrong. So my brain's not in the right
place. That's okay, Connor. Yeah. There's a lot going on back there.
Don't worry about it.
We're still recovering from the lightning strike that hit the that hit the building a couple of days ago.
And we're still waiting to see if Connor Newt or anybody on our staff has turned into a superhero as a result of the lightning, the after effects of the lightning.
My hand was stuck to the wall today, so maybe I'm turning into Spider-Man.
Would you tell us, Connor, or would you wait till you know you really got the power?
I'd fight crime for a couple of months and see if you guys can figure it out.
Why does it kind of look so tired?
Yeah, wow. That's a rough night. You've been sleeping at night? That's always the great scene in Batman, like where Alfred sees Bruce Wayne. He's like, man, you've been banged up. You okay? What have you been doing? Man. Spelunking or something like that?
Hey, man, I just had bad night's sleep. That's all. Just fighting in my sleep.
Josh says, threesome. Whoa, hey, watch your language. Another texter says, you could probably find a third baseman at the Sounds game. That's
there
a callback.
Go.
Now, that is a devoted listener when we were talking about the mixer at the Sounds
game.
Oh,
yes.
When we were at First Horizon Park.
Just here for the vibes.
Ago. Just here for the vibes. Now, Derek, a lot of people are very upset with you about your anti-grocery store sushi take.
Bring it on.
One texter said, where does Derek think the sushi chefs get the ingredients from? The grocery store.
Yeah, but they ain't in the grocery store making it.
So for you, the hang-up is...
But the guy's there. You can see the guy.
No,
he's making
it. I don't care.
So for you, the hang-up is...
Yes.
The sushi chef, easy for me to say, at the grocery store. It just doesn't seem natural to you.
Exactly. So would y'all eat sushi from a gas station?
No.
No.
What's the difference? A gas station, grocery store. I see the guy making it. If I see the guy making it.
No, no, the gas station people are making the sushi.
I've been in a gas station where I saw the guy make the sushi.
He's not making it at the gas station.
Yes, he does. I've seen it before.
He might make a hot dog.
We're not talking about Buc-ee's here, okay? Where you can watch them slice the brisket. Brisket on the board, right? Derek,
I've seen in a gas station, in your life,
sushi chef at a gas station.
I didn't call him a sushi chef. I said putting together a sushi roll. I don't know if he was a sushi chef, but he damn sure has sushi in his hand.
Well, maybe he was delivering the sushi. I don't believe it.
He was behind in the kitchen. I saw him.
I do not believe
and that's
this.
Why, and I said, I will never eat sushi.
I do not believe
from
this
a gas station.
For a second. By the way, it's time for Ask D-May, 615-737-1025. If you have a question for Derek, call or text 615-737-1025. It doesn't have to be about grocery store sushi. But I do have a related question for Derek Mason.
Yes.
What is the grossest thing you have eaten when you had no other options?
And I mean
gross to you.
Oh, gross.
Something
to
that you otherwise wouldn't eat under normal circumstances.
Oh man. Something tofu.
Tofu?
Oh yeah.
I don't mind tofu.
It's awful. Tastes like a sponge. Awful, man.
I'm with you.
It was there. That's all. So I had to eat it. But it's awful.
It's got to be prepared a certain way. And I grew up as the lone non-vegetarian in my adult life, my married life. So I know about the tofu.
Uh-huh. See?
I know about I had to go with the flow.
You had no choice.
I had no choice in certain cases. It's an acquired taste, but it's got to be prepared the right way. There's a certain kind of – I agree. It's like you're picking up a sponge.
Yeah, it's just I can't.
And it tastes kind of like that, too.
Hey, listen, right. For all the tofu eaters out there, hey, eat away.
Yes,
but for me,
enjoy.
It tastes like a sponge.
Josh from White House says, Willie, that Batman scene was Lucius Fox asking Bruce, not Alfred.
Right.
Nerd.
Lucius
Josh,
Fox.
Nerd.
Wow. Right. We love it, though. We love it.
So when Morgan Freeman's character.
When I met my wife, she did not eat red meat or poultry. She did eat fish, but we would have a lot of vegetarian/vegan dishes at home, and I actually took to it. I enjoyed it. And one time, her sister came to visit, and her sister is a picky eater, and my wife made chicken fried tofu, which was very good.
Mm.
But her sister was so concerned about the texture. I remember her standing over the table with a single tofu cube, cutting it into the thinnest, most translucent slice possible. And it's like, there's no way you can taste that. But that's how freaked out she was about tofu. Like, I'm going to cut the smallest, thinnest slice I possibly can.
I don't blame her. I really don't.
Willie, let me ask you the same question. What is the grossest thing you've ever eaten under extreme circumstances? And gross to you. I'm not saying like I
gross. In other words, I didn't like it.
Right. It's not like, well, you know, I was stuck outside my house and I was starving, so I ate a worm off the street.
That's never happened, fortunately.
Yeah.
I would. You know what I did one time at the Vanderbilt cafeteria way back in the day. I don't know why I did this. I was in a mode of wanting to try new things. I tried liver. It was not good. It was not good. I have not eaten liver since.
We used to eat
Does
fat.
Anybody like liver?
Yeah, we used to eat it as a kid.
Okay.
We used to eat liver, gravy, rice, and I didn't like it then. But my mom cooked it. That's what we had.
Oh, so you guys had liver in the house.
So we had liver in the house. Did I like it? No. My dad, I think because my dad liked it, my mom made it. But I sure enough didn't like it. I would soak it with as much gravy and rice as I could.
I don't know when the last time I've seen that on a menu where I've been out at a restaurant or been at somebody's house that has it an option. Like,
that's just like chalky.
Is anybody out there go with liver? Like, eat it a lot? What's the way to prepare it? Like,
your liver
what are we missing here? Have you ever had liver, Adam?
He doesn't look like he ever had liver.
I don't know if I've ever had liver.
You would know, wouldn't you?
Connor?
Liver?
No.
No liver.
I will tell you.
I've had haddock, which is also not good.
I'll tell you what I had in a pinch that was gross. And it happened in this very building. And it wasn't out of the vending machine. Back in January, February, whenever that stupid ice storm was here. And Will and Willie, you had no power. And you were, I think you were stuck at home. Derek, you could not get out. You had, you know, power lines down on your street.
Yes.
So I was the only one who could make it to the station to do the show. This was the day after, I want to say, the conference championship weekend. It was me, Parker Kelly, and Brandon Bigsby. We were doing the show. And before I came here, I went to a McDonald's down the street. Because I was like, look, I'm starving. You know, I need to eat something. The drive, like, there were people there, but like no one was taking my order. So I was like, I'm running out of time. I have to leave. So I drove here. I walk into the studio or walk into the station. I walk past the break room, and there is McDonald's in there that was presented to people who were stuck here trying to keep the station on the air. That McDonald's had to be at least a day old. I think I ate a day old McMuffin. Because I was so hungry.
You know who brought that, right?
You?
No.
Chase?
Well, no. Bud Walton.
Oh. Bud? Well, thank you, Bud.
Did you get a tummy ache?
So you know what I do in that situation?
No, I did the show.
Nuke it. Did you nuke it? Just heat it up to where...
That makes it worse.
No, I ate it.
At times it does
I
make
ate it
worse.
Room temperature, baby.
Ooh.
See, I can't. It's too clammy for the... Yeah. If it's a day old, it's cold, I have to nuke it. Even sometimes it like hardens it up or...
At least you know.
At least it's hot. You know, I can pretend that it's fresh.
Well, if that happens again, I'll be here and I'll buy you some nice snacks, and you can come slumber.
Well, you owe me because the other day I got here and there was a DoorDash driver who was just wandering the building looking for a delivery, and I got out of my car and I said, "Can I help you find someone?" And it was for Connor.
The picture was just you holding it.
So I delivered your meal to you. Zach says, Williamson County Medical Center cafeteria has amazing liver and onions. They made it when my wife was giving birth there, and I ate it, and it was delicious. One texter says, Cracker Barrel used to offer a liver and gizzards plate. My mom loved it.
Gizzards? What is that?
Is that the Steve Irwin meal?
Oh, man.
Oh, gizzards, man. Hey.
One texter said, boiled okra. As a kid, my mom made it, and I imagine that's like eating a sinus infection.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom used to tell us fried okra was tater tots, so we would eat it.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I ended up liking fried okra.
I can go for some fried okra.
Yeah, ain't nothing
I like
it. Fried okra.
Oh, that's funny. All right, here's a good question. Joey from Bellevue says, Adam, we hear you talking about a day-old McDonald's. Hey, man, I had to do the show. I was in the pinch. All right, let me find that. There was a very good text here. Let's see if I can find it. All right, here
Sometimes
we go.
Sometimes you got to eat.
I have strong opinions about this, too.
Okay.
So I want to hear what Derek has to say. D-Mace, if a couple is on a date at a restaurant and they're given a booth, is it appropriate for them to sit together on the same side of the booth, or is that a completely unnatural and against all things holy, and like normal human beings, they should sit across from each other? I eagerly await your answer, as I have not made up my mind on this topic.
Shoot, wow. Hmm. My girlfriend and I, when we go out, when we're sitting at a table, we make fun every once in a while, like, come and sit next to me. Or I said, because we could be that couple where they're sitting right next to each other. Because it does seem odd when you're at a table, not a booth, when you're at a table and you're sitting side by side. There's nothing wrong with it if you do it. But I'm just saying, like, it does look kind of odd. I would rather be looking at you than trying to face you like that. So McCall and I, we kind of kid each other. But when we're in a booth, I think you can't help but sit close to your mate, especially if, you know, because even though we're looking at each other in a booth, it's the same as a table. But it seemed like you're supposed to be closer when you're at a booth, because sometimes the booth is just so big and the table is so long. You don't want to be sitting 5 feet away from your girl or your guy. In the booth, you tend to gravitate toward one another. That's what booths are for. So
I don't think it's
closer.
A disqualifier, but it's going to be noticed in certain restaurants that if you're huddled up, especially if it's like kind of a lighter restaurant in terms of lighting, and it's maybe not super crowded, You could stand out that way.
But if you see
somebody, watch the PDAs.
Yeah, but if you see somebody at a table and then at a booth and they're sitting side by side with one another, which one would you think kind of look odd? The table, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Like I agree with the texture.
You can get away with the booth
exactly,
easier.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yes. That's a good nuance.
I agree with the texture that it is unnatural to sit on the same side of a booth.
Even in, wow.
Now, if it's a circular booth.
Ah, you can get away with that.
You can get away with it. But if it's just a standard booth, my wife on one side, I'm on the other.
Wow.
This was a whole thing on Curb Your Enthusiasm, side-sitting. Larry David was side-sitting. It's a little too intimate to side-sit, where you sit sort of, I guess you could say, perpendicular to somebody, not like on the not across,
right?
Not on the same row, but like on the side.
But isn't there sometimes where, you know, you and a wife go out and maybe y'all don't, I don't know, but if you do
with
sit
two
in
kids,
a booth,
we don't get to
yeah,
go
you don't
out
get. That's why I said two kids, you don't get out much. Yes, but when you do, if you're sitting in a booth. A lot of times you're sitting next to each other, at least for me and McCall, because we want to people watch. Mm. And we kind of talk based upon that.
But if you're sitting across, you can people watch in both directions.
You got a point there.
Because she can people watch this way and you can people watch that way.
Or we can be together and we can people watch all together.
Because
we're
at the
usually
movies.
Sitting, you know, with
you're
a
closing bend. Yourself off to the people watching by sitting on the same side of the booth.
Not really.
Not
if the booth is in the back.
No, I don't.
You see everybody.
It feels weird to me to sit on the same side of the booth if you're not with, like, if you're with another couple, you're yes. going on a double date, and you're sitting on one side with your wife, and the other couple is sitting on the other side.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But, like, yeah, if in those situations, I always sit across from my wife.
There's nothing wrong with it
no.
at all. I mean, you know, but I think you can just get away with it. When you're at a booth as opposed to just a standard table.
Well, to this point, maybe I'm contradicting myself here. Mm-hmm. If you're seated at a table, a square table, mm-hmm. and there are four seats, one on each side, mm-hmm. sometimes I will side sit my wife. Like we'll sit, I'll sit, you know, on the next side. Mm-hmm. I won't sit across from her on the
okay.
table, as I guess what I'm saying. But at a booth, I think, is a different situation. Mm-hmm. I think in a booth, you got to sit on the opposite sides.
Okay, so if you're at a table and you're with another couple, is it customary for, say, the two ladies to sit on one side and then the two men to sit on the other? So it's kind of like this crosstalk.
Mm-hmm. No,
you see what I'm saying?
Depends on how well you know
yeah,
the other
exactly.
couple.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
One texter says it's got to be based off the restaurant vibe, lunch, mm-hmm. coffee, cafe. It's a table across from each other. If you're in a small, nice little restaurant booth, side sitting is acceptable.
Mm.
Dylan in Antioch says, I will say when my girlfriend and I are done eating and waiting on the check, I may go join her on the same side, but not while eating the meal.
Okay.
Michael in Madison says, I think unless it's a first date, then it's completely fine for both people to sit on the same side.
Hmm. Okay. That's booth or table is what he's saying.
Dustin says, it's harder to scroll through TikTok and laugh at each other's videos across from each other. You definitely sit beside each other. On a double date, the two guys sit next to one. It says, on a double date, the two guys to sit next to one or the two guys' girls should sit on the other side. It's more friendship-like instead of couple-like.
Okay.
You have a better time.
Yeah, I can see that. That's why I asked the question, Lyle.
Yeah,
because some people
That's a good question. People, I think, would give a lot of different opinions on that.
Matt, Viking Matt says, what if you want to be intimate on a date? This is not Loveline.
Intimate
Drew.
On a date.
Yes, on a date. I'm not Dr. Drew or Adam Carolla.
I think you're looking for the 811 number.
Again, maybe this says something about me, but when I was younger, I used to fall asleep listening to Loveline. And look at me now. 615-737-1025. Who knows if I picked up anything. 615-737-1025. We'll continue to ask teammates. Also, if you have thoughts on the texter's question about the proper or appropriate way to sit in a booth next to each other or across from each other. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan. D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here, continuing a Thursday edition of Ask D-Mace because Derek Mason is going on vacation starting tomorrow. And along those lines, JC in Goodlettsville says, ask D-Mace, would you rather vacation in Medicine Hat? Willie Donick knows a thing or two about Medicine Hat, or Ann Arbor.
Oh, wow.
I hear Ann Arbor is lovely. I have never been.
Listen.
I've never been to Medicine Hat either.
Michigan is lovely in the summer.
Indeed.
Spring and the fall, too, I can say that. But ain't no way I'm spending a considerable amount of time in Ann Arbor. A couple hours, that's it. I'm out. Only time I went to Ann Arbor was to play and was to run track. Beside that, I wasn't in Ann Arbor, okay? I thought they took it off the map, honestly.
Which means I will be your tour guide going through Medicine Hat.
Absolutely. Willie and I will have fun at Medicine Hat.
They have a great hotel we can stay at that has an indoor water slide.
There we go.
Oh,
that's all
cool
I need.
Indoor water
that's
slide.
All
the,
I need right
what's
there.
What's the name of the hotel?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's all I need
but
right there.
It has got the dome. It's got the dome. Okay. It's a family fun center. Hey, and boy, did we go wild. The Blue Jays had some fun days at the pool there.
You guys could go out the high rise together.
There we go.
Yeah. It was a legit. It wasn't just like a little curly cue. Uh-huh. It was like,
okay.
It was up
legit.
There.
All yeah. right. So me and Medicine Hat.
In a couple of weeks, my wife too. We're taking the kids, but more specifically, our soon-to-be 5-year-old son to Soundwaves at Opryland for a day.
Ooh, that should be fun.
And looking forward to that. He hasn't been in 3 years, so last night I showed him videos and pictures of him when he was still almost 2 years old on all of the baby slides. Mm-hmm. And he was, are there really big slides? Are there medium slides? He's very interested in the length of the slides. So
you will find out, buddy. When we
yes, you
that.
Will. Yes, you will. On the topic from the previous segment about whether it's appropriate to sit on the same side of a booth, Michael DeMadison, who texted in earlier and said, I think unless it's a first date, then it's completely fine for both people to sit on the same side. But if you're going to be on the same side, you've got to get the dominant hand situation figured out quickly because you don't want to be bumping elbows the whole time when you're trying to eat.
Yeah, you got a point there. Yeah, because I would rather her be to my left than to my right.
Me being a left-hander, I think of these things, determine my position at the table.
Exactly.
You got to think about these things. And, how well do you know your date? Like, you've been dating for a long time, you're comfortable with each other early on, you got to make sure you're on top of your etiquette at the table, your table managers. You're too close and you're chomping and, it could be a disqualifier right there.
Yeah, she can leave and never call you back.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Girl, food was falling out of his mouth. He was sloppy. All that stuff.
One texter says, when you go down the water slide together, who sits in the front and who sits behind? Are you talking about the three of us? Like, how would we order ourselves? I don't know. I don't think I've ever gone. Well, I've gone down a water slide with my son, and he's in between my legs.
Yeah.
But with another adult, I've never gone down a water slide at the same
time.
So I can't answer that question.
Me being a Floridian, right?
Of course.
Growing up as a teenager, go to the water parks. Mm-hmm. The Wet and Wild was one. There's a lot of tricks on the water slides. Mm-hmm. The different types of water slides.
You mean
they're
for
all
the ladies
fun.
Or generally?
In general, to have fun at the park that day.
Not if you're taking a date to the water park.
Oh, not necessarily taking a date, but if she's
who
fun.
Takes a date to the water
that's
park?
That's what I was just thinking.
Oh, it's fun. It can be done.
Your first date? It can't be your first date.
First date? No, not first date. Yeah. It's got to be more of people you know.
You can't do first date at the
definitely
park.
Not even a second date.
But here's the feature though at Medicine Hat with the indoor dome, where all times of the year. But in the summer, you're inside. You got the water park. Mm-hmm. You don't have like the lifeguards policing every move you make. Like if you want to do something mischievous on these slides, you're likely going to get caught at Wet and Wild. But at the dome. In Medicine Hat, you can invent all kinds of fun games. You stop in the middle of the slide. You act like you're going down. Then you scare the heck out of your buddies when they come down. Or
Now, is this a tube slide or an open slide?
There's tubes. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a long time ago, so they may have upgraded, or they could have torn the whole thing down for all I know.
Well,
insurance purposes. I don't know. Maybe
once
it's
I get
gone.
The Medicine Hat, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Dylan says, date to the water park.
They also have a nice bowling alley.
Idea. Okay.
Oh, bowling alley. There we go.
Yeah. Pitchers of beer. That's a way to have a nice night in Medicine. I don't remember what it's called.
I thought it was called Pitchers of Beer. That's a cool name for a bowling alley. Pitchers of Beer.
That's funny. Dylan says, date to the water park is a great idea. I mean, I've never done it. But if you have, I guess you can let us know. 615-737.
You can open a can of worms now. Oh, man.
B-Man wants to know what your favorite vacation destination is since you will be going on vacation.
Anytime, any place I can go with my kids, it's fun because they usually pick out fun places. And then obviously any place I can go with my girlfriend. But... We went on the kids and I went to, and we were just talking about this yesterday. The kids and I went to Costa Rica, and we had the funnest time there at Costa Rica. So that was a fun place for us. Puerto Rico was a fun place. The kids have been there a few times. As an adult, I think going over to London was fun. The latest one, my daughter and I went, so we had a good time. I mean, we got on the plane early that morning and landed in London and went to the hotel, and I was so tired. And my daughter, even before we got off the plane, she said, "Dad, I just want you to know, we are dropping stuff off at the hotel, and then we are on a mission." I said, okay. And I swear, for 4 days, we were up and going just about every minute. Because she was like, we're not here long, so I want to get to all of these places and see all these things. And we were there for when the Titans played Baltimore, when he played the Ravens. And that little lady had me ripping and running from the time I got there. It was so bad. The last day we were there that morning, I said, listen, I am not getting up. And I'm not getting out of this bed until after 10, 11 o'clock. Because every day we've been up at about 7 o'clock in the morning and out of the house. I mean, out of the apartment at 8.
Think that's a big thing on vacations. Mm-hmm. Is you've got some people that want the fast pace. They want to get everything. They want to do everything. And then I'm more like you. This is vacation. Exactly. I don't want to have to be on a schedule. I don't want to
ease into things.
Get going early in the morning. I want to ease into the day. I'm relaxing. I'm recharging the batteries. I get out. Get down here. Let's go. We're out of here. It's time to get to the beach. I was like, I just woke up. It's 8:30. I'm just trying to relax.
Didn't I just go to sleep?
Yeah.
I have a hard time sitting idle. So when I go on vacation, you know, I like to lounge on a lounge chair, go swimming, read. But I've got to be doing some sort of activity. Like if I go on a cruise and there are excursions, I always like to do an excursion. Mm-hmm. I always like to spend the day doing something active because I just can't sit around. I know that part of vacation is to relax, and there is relaxing. Mm-hmm. But I like to be active. One texture says, wet and wild Orlando, a.k.a. Banana Hammock Central. Maybe Willie knows
that
wet
true?
And wild Orlando.
Yeah, we got those.
Brad and Franklin says, across from each other in the booth always, unless you're 75 years or older. Also, lots of shenanigans at wet and wild as a kid. Also a Florida boy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Big shenanigans.
So what is it about wet and wild? We've had two different texters mention wet and wild.
It's great.
The name says it, wet. And wow.
It's just like a little bit dangerous. You know, which is.
Are there a lot of banana hammocks, as the texture suggests?
Of course, yeah. Mm. We got them all. You got the wave pool, you know, you got the rapids thing where you're trying to knock each other off the inner tubes and stuff. Then you got the big, tall one. They call it the Der Stuka. You know, where you just go basically straight down.
The what?
Der Stuka.
Der Stuka.
I don't know what it stands for.
Is that German?
It probably is wedgie in German because your bathing suit's going to be
Freddie, if you're listening, what is it? I know you're in down.
I have to type that in.
Those are three things I wouldn't want to do with anyone in a banana hammock.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. Also, there are a lot of inappropriate text messages about water parks.
See, that was going to open up a can of worms right there.
I mean, I did invite it, but I'm not reading any of your texts on there. Absolutely. It's inappropriate. So this trip you're going on, you told me you're just going to visit family.
Yeah, it's nothing. I just got to, you know, kind of, you know, recharge myself. So I ain't, it's not like I'm going overseas or anything. Just something quick. Just kind of get away for a minute, come back. That's really about it. It's nothing special, you know.
But it's still
even
nice.
Even though y'all say I got my nose in the air.
No, well, I mean,
what,
you.
I do what you common folks do, okay?
Okay. Well, you also.
I'm just messing with y'all.
Also, I mean.
Celebrities are like us.
I'm just playing with y'all. Y'all probably going more trips than I do.
I mean, you were.
I hate to spend money. My kids would tell you.
I mean, your take on grocery store sushi was majorly snobby.
How?
I'm not eating that.
I did kind of say it's snobbyish.
Yeah.
I do apologize
for that.
A little snooty.
You're right. Brandy says, help me pick my classroom theme for this year.
Mm.
Rainbow colors, chalkboard, or polka dots? Do we have other options?
Ooh, rainbow, chalk, polka dots.
Chalkboard,
grade is this?
I still have that image of nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, that just makes me feel.
They're kind of old school now. You don't see the old style chalkboards in a classroom.
Do they even use chalkboards?
It's
they
more,
use more,
much more
like
the whiteboard.
Yeah,
right?
The whiteboard, yeah. How old are, I mean.
Well, Brandy, how old are your
kids,
students?
Yes.
Let us know.
Yeah, because it just depends. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, a polka dot theme. Just how do you sort of, you know, position a polka dot? And there's nothing wrong with the rainbow theme. But it's, you know, you got to be strategic in how you place these things.
Well,
you can't have a bunch of, you got to coordinate. You got to coordinate, okay?
Yes. Pre-K, she says.
Oh, pre-K. Huh. Rainbows. I think kids get tired of dots. Like, I think that'll mess with their eyes. Like, dots, I think you do rainbows.
I'd like the good, you know, a lot of color.
Yeah, a lot of color.
For
pre-K.
It's exciting to walk in there. I don't know
how creative you're allowed to be, Brandy, but I do have a suggestion because of a couple of weeks ago, you got on me because I have not introduced my son to Mac and Cheese, the band featuring Ryan O'Reilly.
You still haven't?
I asked Arlo if he wanted to listen to Mac and Cheese in the car, and he said no.
Oh, what?
But he says no all the time.
He doesn't know what he's missing.
I might just have to put it on without telling him and see how he reacts. But what about the Mac and Cheese themed room? I bet the kids would love that. Mm. You can show off your Predators fandom. I know you're a big Predators fan.
I like this.
How about the Mac and Cheese theme?
You never know. Maybe Mac and Cheese someday could show up. And perform.
You just have to look at the Predator schedule to see when Ryan O'Reilly is in town. One texter says, Wet and Wild closed down, but the best was going with the youth soccer league and staying after hours. Having the park more or less empty led to lots of good times.
Oh, I can imagine. The Stuka, by the way, is a dive bomber. A dive bomber is what it translates to, German. Which is how you go down. You are going straight down.
Anything that involves a 90-degree drop, I'm out. Whether it's a roller coaster, a slide, if it's going straight down,
you're out.
I'm out. Not interested.
I mean, I've had my days of those types of roller coasters. I don't get on those no more. But back in the day, you couldn't keep me off of those things.
That's me right now. You can't keep me away. Man,
they were so great, so exhilarating.
We're bearing the headline, though.
Are you a front guy or a middle guy, Connor?
For what?
Front row or middle?
Yeah.
Oh, for roller coasters?
Yeah.
As close to the front as I can get, but I'm okay with the middle. Okay. Don't put me in the back. I don't like the back.
Oh, yeah, I don't like the back either.
A Wet and Wild Orlando, the iconic flagship water park on International Drive, permanently closed on December 31st, 2016.
Wow.
Oh, really? Man.
The site was demolished in 2017 and is currently occupied by the Universal Endless Summer Resort.
Hmm.
This is tragic.
Well, we can go there now.
I have noticed, though, the water parks are kind of going by way of the dinosaur, aren't they?
There is a water park in my hometown of Virginia Beach, Virginia, Ocean Breeze Fun Park, that's still going strong. Mm. I drove by it the last time I was home. I was shocked. I mean, that thing's been open for decades.
Oh, wow.
But it's still there. 615-737-1025. I'm trying to remember the name of the mascot. It's a gorilla. Because when you enter the park, there's just this huge gorilla wearing sunglasses and the Hawaiian shirt. God, I want to see if I can remember his name. 615-737-1025. We'll wrap up the show coming up next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 1025 The Game. Some good news. We're getting a new computer in there. So tomorrow we'll have our music selection back. I've had to wait multiple days because it was my turn yesterday. But I will have my turn tomorrow. Willie, Connor, and I will have your show from 3 to 6 tomorrow as Derek heads off on a well-deserved vacation. Also,
I'm trying to reach bait Derek with this current musical selection.
No, you're not doing it.
Derek is zen.
You're not doing
Derek is zen at the moment.
Get you, Connor.
I want to give a shout-out to fellow Virginia Beach native Evan, who reminded me of the name of the 40-foot-tall beach gorilla dude at Ocean Breeze Fun Park, Hugh Mungus. His first name is Hugh. His last name is Mungus. And he's still there. Hugh Mungus.
I was about to say, what is his middle name?
He's hard to move. I mean, Hugh's hard to move.
Oh, man.
I mean, that would be a good stage name for a certain profession. But humongous.
There you go.
40-foot tall beach gorilla dude. He's got the sunglasses, the Hawaiian shirt, the board shorts.
Why does he have a Hawaiian shirt in Virginia?
I don't know, because he's a surfer guy, you know?
I get
it. He's got the vibe.
I feel him. He got the sunglasses.
I mean, he's still wearing the same clothes he was wearing when I was a kid.
He's funky.
He is funky. Not to be confused with Funky Kong, but he is funky. Willie has been spending the break lamenting the loss of Wet and Wild.
I know. I can't believe this.
You're really in. It's like, man, it's gone.
So many cherished childhood memories. Willie came of age at Wet and Wild Orlando.
I had some great adventures.
They didn't let you get a piece of Wet and Wild before it
They didn't
condemned.
Even let me know. They could have sent me a letter or something.
Exactly.
Say, hey, we know you used to go all the time. Just
we
to know let you
were
know.
A frequent customer.
I could have come to the grand closing or something. You know,
ride a piece of the slide.
Ride
closing.
The Stuka one more time.
Man.
One texter says, what's a better water park, Sound Waves or Nashville Shores? Now, I've never been to Nashville Shores.
I've never been either.
I have been to Sound Waves. Sound Waves is very nice, but here's the one issue with Sound Waves. You can't just walk up and go. If you want to go to Sound Waves, you have to be staying at the Opryland Resort. Hmm. The good news is, if you are a Davidson County resident or if you're a Tennessee resident, there are discounts when you show your ID, which is what we're doing in a couple of weeks as Davidson County residents. You get a pretty significant discount on a room at the Opryland Resort with your valid ID. So that's a tip for you. There is one water park. Mm-hmm. I drive by it on my way home all the time. It's near Opryland. It's off of Briley Parkway. I don't know the name of it. But they've got a really, really tall and really, really old-looking water slide.
Yeah.
And every time I drive by it, which I will do on my way home, I'm like, there's no way I will ever go on that thing. I think
what is that called? It's because I know it's right on the right-hand side if you're going toward Opry Mills.
Yeah, I don't know the name of
– And it's been there forever, it seems like.
Yeah, I don't know the name of that water park.
Hmm. Because that's what I thought you were talking about at first, but then you
Is it Wave Country?
I don't know.
The one where you're driving along Broadway?
Yes.
Yeah, that used to be called, I think, Wave Country.
Yes.
That's been
I think it's
defunct
wave,
for a
I
while.
I think it's Wave Country, or
what
used to be
defunct?
Wave Country.
Yeah.
We want defunct. Gotta have defunct.
Nobody goes there no more?
Well, I think it's been shut down for a long time.
But that water
probably longer
slide
than
is
Wet
still
Wild.
There.
Is
but
it
that
shut
water
down?
Slide is still there.
Oh, it's still standing, yeah.
Yes.
But it's just
I thought it was still open.
It's ghost town.
Is it?
I think so. I haven't seen anybody on there.
But every time I drive by it, which, again, I will do in about like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Every time I drive by it, multiple people say the wave pool. Is that what it's called now? I don't know.
I don't think it's open. Is it open? Somebody help me out. I think it's been
Ricky
ghost
says
down for a long time.
Multiple people are saying Wave Country. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've ever been to Wave Country, you know the really tall water slide. You will never catch – you will have to catch me dead on that thing. Like, I – like – because I will probably die going down it, to be honest with you.
But they're talking about the same one that we were mentioning off of Briley. And you think it's closed. I thought it was still open.
I think it's closed. I haven't seen anybody on that
Connor,
thing in
you
years.
You can't tell us?
Don't look at me. I'm with Adam. You wouldn't catch me on
should
that.
Be. Now someone's saying that's Nashville Shores. I don't think that's Nashville Shores.
No, Nashville Shores is on the lake. That's out at Percy Priest.
Okay.
Briley Parkway, that's... What? That's a whole. That's
multiple
Wave Country.
People are saying it's open. Incorrect. It's open? Wave Country is open.
That's
it's open.
What I was saying. I
it's open
it was
on
open.
The weekend. It's still open.
Oh, it's only on the weekends. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. That's what B-Man says. It's all open right. on the weekend.
I trust B-Man. It makes sense because I'm almost always going either at night at Briley or during the weekday. I'm seldom.
It's not open in the summer during a weekday. You kind of figured it would be.
I would think in the summer when the kids out of school.
I thought it would be open.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Multiple people are saying it's definitely open. Now, anybody listening, all of you who say it's definitely open, have you gone down that huge-ass water slide? I'm not.
That's a no.
I'm not. No, it just like it just looks old and a little rickety, and I'm like, it's barely hanging on, and I'm going to be the one that's like, all right, one more person can go down this before it just tumbles to the ground, and I'm going to be that guy.
It is kind of sad at the amusement park when you get to the age where you're like, are the bolts tightened?
Yeah,
like,
you start thinking about all those
could there be a
things?
Little bit of problem? Like, you have this
worst case.
It takes
the fun
case,
away.
You know, you get suspended upside down. Hey, the ride's not working. Sorry. And you're in the middle of a flip. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're old enough to think that that's going to happen, it's probably time to stop. Because when you're a kid, you're like, I don't care.
I'm going.
Watching Final Destination didn't help either.
Okay. Adam just said he would never, and he repeat, he would never.
One texter said,
going.
Play Two Rivers today. It went right by it, definitely open. Then said, oh, wow. Hell no, in terms of going down the large
so
large
we know
slide.
Adam will not go down something like that that is just vertically straight
it just,
down.
Like the structural integrity of this water slide, I am questioning.
But you won't do it on roller coasters or anything.
I'm not a roller coaster
okay,
guy.
What is it that you will not do? See, I will not bungee jump. I will not bungee jump.
But famously, you've been skydiving.
I've been skydiving once, and that's it. My son just asked me 2 days ago, Dad, let's go skydiving again. I said, no, I did it. I done it. It's done.
Yeah.
No more.
There will not be a sequel.
No sequels.
I'm with you on that. You know what? I don't like the spin rides, like the teacups. I'm done with those.
Yeah.
And especially the one that starts like a merry-go-round and then goes vertical.
Yes.
Where you're going upside down and then you go back down. I am toast for the day on that. I can't go. I can't make it.
I think my guts would have came out of my
mouth.
Oh,
man.
We
went, being from Orlando, we had a lot of amusement parks within 30 minutes of where we lived. So we had a place, Boardwalk and Baseball.
Hmm.
We had the Kansas City Royals had their spring training there. They had a lot of baseball. We played tournaments there, but we could have access to the park. They had some great rides. But we went one time for, like, it was around during winter break. Cheerleaders were going. These two cheerleaders that were older, I really liked them. They're like, really? Come on, we're going on the ride. And I knew that my body was not going to take the G-force of that thing. But I had to go with a girl.
Hey, you couldn't be showed
I
up.
I could man. not no. go. I was like, they're asking me to go. I got to go. And, of course, that was a big mistake because that was like the first ride we went on. The rest of it, I was like, oh.
You were done for the rest of the day.
Turning green the rest of the night. Like, it was bad.
All right. We should end. Ask D-Mace on this. Mm. One texter says, should I make my daughter a Luca Vangelista poster from his cologne ad for Christmas? Or is that too far? I asked how old his daughter is. He said 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prime age.
Yeah,
this was part of the Predator schedule release video.
Yes. They had a little bit of a theme of it. They put a lot of effort into it. It was pretty good. They, as if you're flipping channels and you have the different types of shows like the home improvement show and the cooking kind of show. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. And then interspersed is the Luke Evangelista, I guess it's called Vange, the cologne.
Now, is it with him with a T-shirt on and no
he's
shirt.
Wearing a suit, I think.
Yeah, he's kind of going
okay,
high
yeah.
class.
Yeah, yeah. You can give it to you. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with
right.
that.
Right, it's all in jest. You know, he's playing up, the like, over the top, like it would be an SNL skit type of thing.
I mean,
he's a handsome guy.
14
so, I mean,
years
on,
old is
there.
The prime demographic for Luke Evangelista fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that demographic will be very sad.
14-year-old girls.
If they're not re-upping Luke Evangelista for the...
Yes.
For the foreseeable.
I think
but isn't
it's okay.
he like a favorite with not just the girls, but young guys, you know, kids too?
I mean, I think he is a fan favorite,
yeah.
but he is definitely a fan favorite with
the ladies.
The ladies.
Younger women.
Yeah.
Yes.
to say the ladies.
Yes.
Young bro, the ladies.
I mean, one texter says, three words, Class Action Park on Netflix. Super awesome doc about the most dangerous water park that ever existed.
Ooh.
Class Action Park. Okay.
Ooh,
maybe
I'll watch that.
Maybe I'll watch it.
Okay.
All right, Derek Mason.
Yes.
Have a wonderful vacation.
That I will do.
You will be back July 27th.
Yes. I will be thinking about y'all as I'm gone.
Yes. So Derek will be out tomorrow and all of next week. Willie and I will have you tomorrow. Then Willie will be on vacation next week as well. Connor Newt and I will be hosting the program next week. We've got some fun things planned. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. Oh!
Look what I got.
It's back.
The computer is back. That'll do it for us today. Outstanding participation throughout the program. You know what I say? I say this lovingly. Mm-hmm. Screw Derek Mason. Get yourself some Publix sushi or Kroger sushi if you damn well please. Okay? You have my permission. Don't listen to Derek. He is mostly a man of the people, but not when it comes to this. But we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Willie and I will be with you tomorrow from 3 to 6. Derek, have a wonderful vacation. Send us out.
Thank you. I love you. The team loves you. You hear that music. Don't forget about us, because we will not forget about you. The team, minus D Mace, but I will be here in spirit. We'll be back on these airwaves starting at 3 p.m. tomorrow. And remember, we going to be talking and
you're going to be listening.
I'm not going to yuck your yum, so stay with the store, gas station brand, or Publix brand sushi. Peace.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.